I preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve.
The Small Potatoes Radio Hour is on the air.
No barking by the sewer sign, hot dog, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade, nobody knows what it's all about, it's too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink, made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night, brain my numb, can't stop now, for sure ain't no doubt, keep open mind, let it all hang out. Inside a big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
This one is called Bugs in a Bowl. Han Shen, that great and crazy, wonder-filled Chinese poet of 1,000 years ago, is said to have said, "We're just like bugs in a bowl, all day going around leaving our bowl." I say he's right. Every day climbing up the steep sides and sliding back, over and over again, around and around, up and down. Sit on the bottom of the bowl, head in your hands, cry, moan, feel sorry for yourself. Or look around, see your fellow bugs. Walk around, say, "Hey, how you doing?" Say, "Nice bowl." Say, "How you doing?" Say, "Nice bowl."
Why is it that you are fundamentally alienated from the entire institutional structure of society? Why is it that you are fundamentally alienated from the entire institutional structure of society? Why is it that you are fundamentally alienated from the entire institutional structure of society?
Broken voices in a broken
Well, that's all true, but what can we do about it?
Take it one step at a time. Identify the problem, fix it. Identify another problem, fix it. Repeat as necessary until it's all fixed.
This is Janky Gray, and you're listening to the Small Potatoes Radio Hour on WART 95.5 FM, the voice of Madison County, broadcasting from Marshall, North Carolina. If you'd like to live chat or email while listening to the show, go to smallpotatoesradio.com. Thanks for tuning in. Now sit back and enjoy the sonic waves.
Oh, a storm is threatening.
workman's choir. Come on up to the house. Don't life seem nasty, brutish, and short? Come on up to the house. Well, the seas are stormy, you can't find no port. Come on up to the house. Yeah, you got to come on up to the house.
Same. inside and see what you can find. Open your mind, take the time.
Even when I'm not alone. when none to laugh or criticize.
This is the Small Potatoes Radio Hour on WART 95.5 FM, the voice of Madison County, broadcasting from Marshall, North Carolina. Email and live chats available through my website, smallpotatoesradio.com. I want to thank you guys for supporting volunteer-powered community radio. Hope you enjoy the show, and the second half is starting now.
Love and happiness. Yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah, love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Hey. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Hey. Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Oh, love is at. Let me mourn for love.
Thank you. shake and shake. Baby, if you think you're shy, do me a favor, honey, go someplace and hide.
She said, as a child, I lived in the mountains. I used to collect fireflies in a jar and use the light to read my books. I said, what a beautiful world it is. She said, now, when I return to the mountains, there are no fireflies left. And I said, what a heartbreaking world it is. So when our heroes grow old and our dreamers go mad, when our songbirds go silent and fires burn on each corner, I live for the little wins. When I hear footsteps in the hallway and I don't know whose they are, whether lover or torturer, ally or assassin, I live for the little wins. When there are hands on ears and tape over mouths, when I no longer know if I prefer to be awake or asleep, the silence of the undertow or the crashing of waves on a reef, when they promise us everything and treat us like nothing. I live for the little wins. Like when you eat a meal and straight afterwards you realize that what you just ate was exactly what you felt like. Like when you find out mangoes are $9 a box. Like when you get a surprise email and it makes your day. Like the first sip of water after a day-long fast, the first line after writer's block. Like when a student who can barely spell her name pens the perfect line. I live for the things I'm ready to die for. I stand for the things for which I'm ready to fall. We all promise that to ourselves sometimes. We, the people, most fragile of all. We, the people who drag nets to the shore hoping to find diamond rings in the guts of fish and pearls in the bellies of dragons. We, the men and women who stand in front of screens that scream at us to lose weight or gain funds. We, the seething mass of darlings and friends, rapists, racists, killers of men, romper stompers, heroes, fashionistas and feminists, protesters who swing their bats at the system hoping the shards fall into mosaics, and lovers who swing for the fences. This poem is for the survivors. It's for the outcasts. It's for the eccentrics who never let coolness whitewash their madness. This is for the kids on the mish, the kids on the pavements, in the basements, in the flats, and in the schoolyards. They will treat your voice like a crime for which you have no alibi. So make it a crime of passion. Raise it at their eyes, shoplift time, pickpocket perseverance from the haters and leave the rest behind. Speak with purpose, teeth brighter than a city's spine. Little win though it may be, who knows? Maybe someday, one day, the fireflies will return.
He's 8 years old, he's got a flour sack cape tied all around his neck. He's climbing up on the top to grind, so he's a figure in what the heck. He screws his courage up so darn tight that the whole thing coming wound. Gotta run his start and bless his heart, he headed for the ground. Cause he's one of those who knows his life is just a leap of faith. Gotta spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape. Well, he's all grown up, he's got a flour sack cape tied all around his dreams. Full of piss and vinegar, he's a-bustin' at the seams. He licks his finger and he checks the wind. It's gonna be do or die. He wasn't scared of nothing, boys. He's pretty sure he can fly. But he's one of those who knows his life is just a leap of faith. Gotta spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your cape.
Sack cape tied all around his head, and he's still jumping off the garage and will be till he's dead. And all the years the people said the fool was acting like a kid, and since they didn't know he couldn't fly, well of course he did. Cause he's one of those that knows his life is just a leap of faith. Gotta spread your arms and hold your breath
and always trust your Kate. Gotta spread your arms and hold your breath and always trust your Kate.
Oh,
This has been the Small Potatoes Radio Hour. You can send emails or comments via my website, smallpotatoesradio.com. We'll be back next week, Wednesday night at 8 p.m., right here on WART 95.5 FM, the voice of Madison County, from Marshall, North Carolina. Be well, take care, do good works, and always help your neighbors. Thanks for listening.